might be those who are not completely familiar with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your background, Stace.
Sure. I'm originally from the Salem, Sioux Falls, and Mitchell area. Grew up in those areas. I was born in Sioux Falls. And went and graduated from Mitchell High School in 1985. Went straight in the United States Marine Corps. And was started out as a military policeman there. Then became a criminal investigator. And then I worked for NCIS as a special agent and then a investigator. I spent 18 years overseas. My last 10 years, I worked for NCIS as a civilian and worked all over Asia and spent a little bit of time in Europe and spent a little bit of time in different parts of the United States. Spent 23 and a half years serving America in those capacities. Retired in 2008 back to the place I love and the people I love here in South Dakota. And that was in 2008. Some folks asked me to consider running for the state legislature. And I did that in 2010 and won election in District 25, which was Northern Minnehaha, Hanson, and McCook counties. Folks asked me to run for re-election last year in the new District 19, and I ran for re-election and won the Republican primary last year and won the general election this last fall. I believe I had the most votes of anybody in a contested House race in the state of South Dakota.
So as we look at the seat for U.S. Senate out in Washington, what made you decide to want to run, Stace?
Well, you know, I a lot of folks have probably seen there's been a lot of media interest, a lot of requests from South Dakotans across the state. Some of the media caught wind of that. Argus Leader did an article earlier this spring about folks asking me to run for office, and then they did a poll. And as a result of all that, there was hundreds of people that responded to the poll that they wanted to see me run in the primary. And they received a lot more requests after that in person from people at parades, emails, telephone calls. So it was something that I take very seriously. I mean, when you have requests from your fellow South Dakotans to serve them, I can tell you I don't have political aspirations. I didn't have political aspirations, which sounds kind of unusual for a guy that just declared his candidacy. But my concerns for the state of the country, I share those with my fellow South Dakotans. And I was looking at the race, and I was hoping that there was an actual conservative that would get in the race. And as a result of the fact that we don't have an actual conservative in the race, I did accept the request from a lot of South Dakotans to throw my hat in the ring and run as an actual strong conservative here in South Dakota.
12 minutes past 8, Stace Nelson joins us on the line. He's running for Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. You know, we look at Washington, and a lot of us, it's dysfunctional, it's broken. What do you think you can bring to Washington that maybe the other candidates that are running don't have?
Well, you know, Greg, you hear all these candidates say that they'll run to D.C. and they'll dissent from the culture of corruption and that we've all come to be disgusted with in D.C. And, you know, the funny thing is you hear them say that, and in the next sentence they're bragging about that they're going to get $3 million from people in D.C. for their campaign, you know, and that tells me as a common sense South Dakotan that those people in D.C. ain't really that scared of these people coming out to D.C. to fix the problems. We've got two professional politicians in the race that have shown that they are very good at politics, about the politics of going along to get ahead. And I think we can all look at D.C., whether we're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, or Libertarians, or Constitutionalists, and see that the problem we have in D.C. is we have too many professional politicians that go out there to go along to get ahead for their own political aspirations. And one thing South Dakotans across the state that have been paying attention to state politics know is that I'm not that kind of person. I take a stand on conservative Republican principles, and I stick with them. I fought the tax increases, the fee increases, some of the spending that we have. And folks need to realize we have some of the very same problems here in South Dakota that we're talking about going to D.C. to fix. Last year, this session, we had a $50 million surplus. And instead of cutting taxes, they blew through that $50 million. They added on another $97 million in new spending, new programs. They added on 120 new FDE positions. And, you know, a lot of folks don't know this, but laws have been passed here in South Dakota to implement Obamacare. And we've got these politicians saying that they will oppose Obamacare, but their record of up to now is doing everything to help implement it. Our former governor accepted $5 million to implement Obamacare here in the state of South Dakota, and some of the first bills that were pre-filed, from my understanding from his administration in 2011, were Senate Bills 38 and 43, which helped enact Obamacare here in South Dakota. And the former House Majority Leader voted for those bills. I've opposed that here in South Dakota. We've actually tried to take measures to, with legislation, trying to impede and stop that here in South Dakota. So, you know, the problem is, and the reason why my hat's getting thrown in the ring, is we've got some of the same old stuff that we've seen for forever that has caused the problems in D.C. happening right now here in South Dakota, with these same politicians saying one thing but having done another.
Stace Nelson joins us this morning. He's a Republican running for U.S. Senate here in South Dakota. It's 8:15, partly cloudy and 68. So let's say you get elected, Stace. What would your maybe your top two or three priorities be when you go to Washington? What would you see as job one?
Job one, we have to cut the federal government. We have to rein in the federal government. The largest part of our federal government is what's called the defense budget. But, you know, what a lot of people don't know that have not worked in that industry is a big portion of our defense budget is foreign aid and military aid to foreign countries, and a lot of pork that gets shoved into that defense budget. We have to get this stuff cut, and we have to get under control, because that $18 trillion in debt that keeps growing is killing our country. And we have to, I'd say that's job one, is to get the federal government under control and rein in the out of control and abusive practices that have been occurring within our federal government, with whether it's the NSA spying on American citizens or the IRS targeting Americans because of their political ideology.
You mentioned health care a few moments ago. What would your approach to Obamacare be on the federal level?
Well, I've been opposed to it for many reasons. We have to repeal it. Bottom line is, we have to repeal it. Let's start over. And when I say this, I don't say this as just an innocent bystander. I say this as someone who is a disabled veteran and who has dealt with the bureaucracy of government health care since I was medically discharged from the United States Marine Corps in 1999. And having gone through the frustrations the last 14 years of dealing with the VA. Now, mind you, the folks that give you the health care, the people, the actual medical providers at the VA, are wonderful people. But the bureaucracy that is the VA is just, well, let's put it this way. You do not want government health care. You do not want the government running your health care. I mean, all we have to do is look at how the government has not been efficient in running so many other things. As a result of this bureaucracy in the VA, I keep my Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance for my family and myself. And bottom line is, from the experiences I've seen with the handling of government health care in regards to that, it's definitely been imprinted on me that we cannot have this as a whole for the United States.
17 minutes past 8, partly cloudy in 68. Stace Nelson is here. He is running for the U.S. Senate, Republican here in South Dakota. So your campaign was official. You announced over the weekend. Where do you go from here? And, I would imagine it's going to be tough to get out there and make your name known.
Well, I've already got pretty good name recognition in eastern South Dakota, having been a state legislator here in the eastern part of the state. Anybody that traveled through I-90 the last 3 years saw about hundreds of Stace Nelson for House signs. So I do have pretty good name recognition. And more importantly, in the conservative activist communities throughout South Dakota, my name is well known. South Dakota conservatives that are real active in politics are aware that I am the most conservative legislator for the last 3 years running. And, you know, that's not empty rhetoric. That's actual voting records on the bills that I've dealt with. I think one of my opponents put out a listing of all the tax and fee bills that they passed during their time as governor and time in the Senate. In the last 3 years, there's been 17 tax and fee increases that were passed in the legislature. I opposed and voted against all but four of those. And comparably, one of my opponents voted for all 17 and helped sponsor some of those. So bottom line is, I've got a record that backs up what I'm saying, and it's not just empty rhetoric.
The, one of the things for South Dakota is, as we talk about on the federal level, South Dakota is a bit of an anachronism in that, you know, we pride ourselves on being conservative, and yet we love to see federal dollars flow in from Washington. How would you reconcile that?
Well, you know, one of our first concerns should be in cutting our budget. And I'll be honest with you, I think everything should be up for discussion as far as cutting the problems we have in this country. I think we all need to take a serious look at the direction of our country's going in. And, you know, while in the Senate, I would take a look at everything with a critical eye at cutting the spending that we have. One of the problems is a lot of the stuff is being diverted from our necessary needs. I mean, when we don't have money to help support the infrastructure, that's a huge problem, whether it's the highways and our other infrastructure programs. Those are the programs that we need to concentrate on and protect. The massive problems we have, I can tell you, having seen the buildup in Department of Defense from 2001 till present, just for case in point, the United States Marine Corps is, at this point in time in history, has the most educated, the highest trained, the best equipped troops, Marines, that it's ever had in its history. But right now, we have the most four-star generals ever in the history of the Marine Corps, which is a contradiction to the fact that we have the best-trained troops and best-educated. We have to take critical looks at such things where our manpower has been bloated in these high-tenured positions, because those positions cost the taxpayers a lot of money. And I saw that also with the civilian service side of the house, where as a result of 9/11, you saw budgets just explode. And we've got to get this reined in, but with surgical precision, so that we don't hurt our own national security.
Stace, for people who want more information about you and your campaign, what can they do?
Well, they can contact me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page. They can also contact me on Twitter. I've got a Twitter account at REP Stace Nelson. And I've also got a website at www.stacenelson.com. Or they can grab me at one of the many parades and events that I will be at across the state of South Dakota. I'm probably one of the most approachable people in the race, and happy to talk with people and tell them where I stand on the issues. Yesterday when I rolled out my campaign, I rolled out a contract with South Dakota. I believe South Dakotans deserve to have an honest public servant instead of these professional politicians. An honest public servant will look South Dakotans in the eye and tell them where they stand on the issues. And accordingly, here in the next couple of days, that contract with South Dakota that I signed yesterday on about 14 key issues ranging from guns to veterans to the repeal of Obamacare will be put up on my website so folks know where I stand on the issues and so they can approach me and discuss them with me.